fantasy and sci-fi and all that kind of stuff. But I was like, it's like in Star Trek, man, when they're like, they're in the middle of a battle and they're like, put all the power to the shields. And they're like, but we can't put all the power to the shields. And then they argue about it. They put all the power to the shields. That's how I've been feeling, right? Everything I've had in me that I could put forward has been to try and protect where I was. And I didn't realize it, but like, I've been convicted pretty seriously because, you know, I walk in here on Wednesday night and my mom says, hey, to me, and I can't be happy when I say hello. I just like to that level. I'm just like, hey. And then when I say, hey, and it sounds really bottomed out, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, why can you not even be, you know, happy in just saying hello? So I'm having that conversation with him on Thursday night. And he says to me, you know what you need to be doing. You need to be praying for this situation. You need to be praying for this person because you, all the things, right? And so he said these things to each and every one of us a lot, right? So I get in the car to leave on Thursday night and I'm laughing and I was like, I'll try, right? That's, I can promise that I will try to the best of my ability. But that's really all I said. And so I went home and I'm talking to Manny, and I'm sure Thursday night we were talking about all the things that we've been talking about lately, which is sort of woe is me for the stuff that's going on. And really a lot of the conversation we've had is how do we continue to push forward and how do we continue to take the next step, because it's been very difficult. So I wake up Friday morning. I told y'all this is going to be a long story. I wake up Friday morning and I get in the car and the conversation that I just had is rolling through my head. I get in the car and I say, okay, God. And I'm laughing at the time because I literally couldn't get the words out of my mouth, and to the point that I just said, I don't know what you want me to say here, but he said that I should probably be doing these things, so I'm going to try it. And so I prayed. It was the shortest, most nondescript prayer that fit the box and checked the things that he had said that I was supposed to do. And I was like, please, the end of it was just, man, please let me go through the day that you've given me with mercy and grace that I'm supposed to, and help me tame my tongue because I know that I'm a problem in a lot of these scenarios and I don't want to be a problem anymore. So that was my prayer, and I go in and I'm feeling pretty good about the day. So here we are. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. I've done the thing that I was asked to do. So I'm expecting, because I did it, and by the way, I barely met the bar of what I was told to do, but I'm thinking, because I checked those boxes, that we gonna see some things happen, right? My prayer for God has been, and this is serious, man, move in my life. Like, I felt so drowned out. Just, man, move in my life. I know you're there. It's funny. I know you're there because when somebody comes to me and they need something and I open my mouth, I can feel you talking through me. So you're connected to me. I know you're there. But by God, why have you let me just sit here and squander for so long? This is ridiculous. Like, I'm doing as hard as I can and as much as I can. So anyway, that's what I go in on Friday feeling like. I made it a half of a day before I got fired from the first job in my entire life. I was summoned back to the office. And I was terminated from employment for the first time in my life. And I am a successful person. So the rationale and the reasoning behind this is absolutely absurd. But hey, listen, that isn't the important part. So the very first thing that happened to me, and in that moment, I mean, you guys know me. We've spent a lot of time. I've spent an enormous amount of time with all of you in here. I didn't get a baseball bat out. I didn't burn the place down. I didn't even threaten bodily harm to the person who I felt like rightfully deserved said bodily harm, because it didn't matter to me. Because in that moment, that prayer that I had said, that minimum bar that I had achieved, was where I was at, because my words and my actions from that point forward were nothing but mercy and grace, and it was not my doing to be able to live in that moment at all. And I could tell you individual things that happened that would prove that. So coming out of that moment, the very next thing that happened was I spent about 8.5 hours on the telephone. So we went and watched the game at Sean's house. Some of you saw me there. I had to rewatch the entire U.S. soccer game late Friday night because I missed most of it because I was on the phone. And what I was on the phone being told over and over and over again by the people that I was talking to and the people that were reaching out to me was what I needed to hear. It was what God had for me. So the very first thing out of that moment was the grace and mercy was put to me in a way that I couldn't explain to you. And I talked myself out of a voice, like just from talking. So singing and yelling, we know that. But I literally had so many conversations that by Friday night, I really couldn't talk. So I go to sleep Friday night, but it's not a very deep and impactful sleep. It's a very shallow sleep, but it's very restful for me. And throughout the evening, every hour or so, I'd wake up because there would be another little tidbit that was dropped. And I had my phone next to me, and I was putting the notes in to sort of spell out the picture of what I was seeing. And I went through all of that Saturday night, and I woke up, or Friday night, I woke up yesterday morning. And if you've ever been to Alabama Stoneworks and seen my office, there's a lot of stuff in my office. I had two arcade games there. I had a TV there. I had a lot of things, and I had $1,000 worth of comic books on my wall that I could look at when I wanted to feel happy about something, right? So I had to get all that stuff out, and I wasn't going to do it in the middle of the day after having just been fired, because that would have been a little awkward. And I told the boss, I was like, can we re-coordinate this? Because I'm going to have to get a U-Haul. And so yesterday morning, I woke up knowing that I was fixing to have to go and do all of that. So I was going to have to walk back into that scenario, and I was going to have to put a whole bunch of physical effort in it. But it didn't bother me, because that was the last hurdle that I needed to get over. So I stopped by mom and dad's house. He asked how I was doing, and I said, funny thing is, I feel like somebody who's been buried alive. And I feel like somebody who has not been able to see anything until this moment. And it feels like I'm wiping all the dirt and the mud out of my face, and I'm actually sort of able to see again. And that is exciting to me. So I am ready to rock and roll with whatever it is that we need to do. And I'm not like, one of the things when Dad said, do you want to share this morning? One of the things that I told him is I don't want to come across in this storytelling, I don't want to come across as like that manically happy person that's like, everything's great, I just got fired. And like, that's what people expect, but that's not what this is. I've been praying for God to move, and I've been praying for God to move. And so that's what this is. And the scenario of how this played out was beyond what I could have planned if that was going to be what was going on. And the problem is it took me a long time to get there, right? So yesterday goes fine. I have some more conversations. We get everything out. It yesterday went as good as it possibly could have given the scenario. And so I'm laying there last night, and this leads me to the what I had texted Dad this morning. So I'm laying there last night, and I'm enjoying, because immediately the weight had come off of me that I've been living under for a long time. I was telling Dad yesterday when I saw him, I said, for the last year, I would wake up on a Saturday morning, especially days that we didn't have anything planned. So I knew I was going to be home on Saturday. I would wake up Saturday morning, and I would take a deep breath. Because the first thing my mind would do every time I wake up 6:30 in the morning is my mind starts going, and I'm thinking about all the things I got to do next week, right? Then I'm thinking about the things that I didn't get done this week that I was going to have to now put on to next week. But then I would get all those things compartmentalized, and then I would say, okay, now take a breath, because you get the next 24 hours to really enjoy just chilling out. There's no pressure. You can just chill. And then I would wake up Sunday morning, and I would say, okay, now we get to go to church and play music, and then we're going to hear the message. But I knew in the back of my mind that come lunchtime, when lunchtime hit on Sunday, that the clock was going to be counting down. And then I knew that I had a very short amount of time. I only had 6 or 7 hours worth of joy left before I was going to have to get up Monday morning. And it's not work, guys. I don't care about work. Work doesn't bother me in the least, but it was all of the other stuff that I was going to have to try and put back on to go back out there, and the energy that it was going to take to be able to do that. And I told him, I was like, you know, just getting myself out of bed every morning, and I'm not trying to say my position was any different than anything that anybody else has gone through. I'm not trying to